97.9 The Hill. Good morning. It is 8:47. This is Thursday morning, of course, and this is the time we always do. This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. And let me take just a moment to tell you all about Pizzeria Mercato, because I go there quite often. Pizzeria Mercato has become a real staple in our house. I mean, we go there pretty often to eat, and it is in Carrboro, in the heart of downtown Carrboro on Weaver Street. And let me just say, first of all, that Gabe Barker is a chef and the owner at Pizzeria Mercato, which is quite a unique restaurant, not like any other place that I've ever been. And also, let me begin by saying that a whole community, particularly the food lovers in our community, mourn the loss of Gabe's mother, Karen Barker, who was a James Beard Award-winning baker of Durham's Magnolia Grill, one of the brightest stars of the culinary scene. And there's a long family history in the restaurant business for the Barkers, Ben and Karen Barker, and now Gabe, who kind of grew up in the restaurant business and certainly had an interesting journey to mastering food and his own kitchen, and certainly got a lot of spark from his own family. But Pizzeria Mercato is really something else. They serve a menu that is unlike anything else, mostly small plates, pizzas. Let me just tell you what I had last time I went there. I had the marinated beets, which is a really unique salad featuring beet, which I absolutely love, and had the meatballs. I always have to have the meatballs when I go there. That's a staple. They're always changing things in and out in that menu, but the meatballs seems to be something that stays there every single time I've ever been there, and I hope they never take it away because it is so delicious. You get it in a very hot skillet, and they are so fantastic. They have a variety of salads, kale salad, regular green salad, and for dessert, oh, they also have pasta dishes, a variety. You go there one time, and it's completely different from the time you went last time, except for the meatballs, which is a staple. Now, they have for dessert some great cakes, pies. Gelato is just fantastic. And my wife always gets gelato with a double shot of espresso. I get the gelato. I like it by itself. It's just fantastic. I mean, it really is a culinary dining experience when you go there. But still, it's a relaxed atmosphere. The service is great. The wait staff is just excellent. And it's just a good place to be. If you want a good meal, you want to take somebody there from out of town, it's good. It'll give them a good impression of Carrboro and the Chapel Hill community in general. It's just a fantastic place. I'm telling you, great restaurant. Pizzeria Mercato on Weaver Street in Carrboro, over there near almost Main Street, I guess, or that goes to Highway 54. It is really fantastic. Not far from Carrboro Town Hall, in fact. Pizzeria Mercato. And remember that next time you plan to go out to eat. Gabe Barker is the chef and owner there. And, of course, we always have conversations about food and tourism here in Orange County. And we'll see you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, and foodies to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org. And you can also follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill.
These are the voices of tourism.
So the people come to see that show. They go out to dinner. They go out for drinks. I mean, it definitely makes a difference.
They witness the impact.
And it's amazing because when you first meet them, it's almost just like a stranger. But after two times, they treat you like family.
Yeah.
And that's what we are.
They delight, inform, and entertain.
To see their faces and to know that we're in some way adding to a memory of being here in Chapel Hill and being here at the campus is just phenomenal.
When the tourism industry flourishes,
it's a recreational event, it's an entertainment event, and most importantly, coming to the farm to learn. Agritourism is the top opportunity for farms to diversify.
We all win.
15 minutes of arts events that were happening in our community that she was reading from.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ron Stutz Show for This is Tourism.